Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Play Dead by Anne Fraser, performed by Natalie Ross. Chapter 1. Savannah Medical Examiner John Casper believed in what some scientists term the cluster effect. Toss a bunch of anything down, seeds, flower petals, cards, they always group together. Same thing with dead bodies. They never came one at a time, but in bunches. The latest bunch had been large, leaving doctors and assistants working around the clock to process an unusually high volume that had their cold storage overflowing. Almost caught up, people had headed home complaining of headaches from lack of sleep and too many hours spent inhaling formalin fumes. Willie Claxton, the one remaining assistant, hovered nervously in the doorway of the main office, just off the autopsy suites.
"Storm's blowing in from the Atlantic," he said. "They've been talking about it on the radio."
John pushed his paperwork aside and leaned back, chair creaking.
"Why don't you go home?"
Even in the isolation of the morgue, his head had the heavy feeling that came with a dramatic drop in barometric pressure.
"Before the storm hits." "What about the last body?"
John glanced through the decedent's file.
"Pretty straightforward. Looks like a heart attack."
John stood and stretched. He'd been there for over 12 hours. His joints ached, and his skin had a prickly, tight feel from too little sleep.
"Help me get him on the table and you can take off."
Willie wheeled the body from the cold unit, then pushed it into an autopsy suite. The room smelled of disinfectant. He locked the wheels, then the two men heaved the corpse from the gurney to the stainless steel table. John noticed the zipper on the body bag hadn't been pulled tight. There was a gap of about 2 inches.
"Thanks, man,"
Willie said, snapping off his gloves and tossing them in the biohazard bin.
"I need to get home. My wife's afraid of storms."
John nodded, allowing the man his dignity. Everybody knew Willie grew uneasy when darkness came. A lot of people were like that, even some of the other medical examiners. John found it interesting that modern man still suffered from ancient fears left over from a period in history when humans lived in the open and darkness was a real threat. These days, it wasn't the darkness that would get you. It was the people in that darkness. You didn't work in a morgue without coming away with that lesson well learned. Homicides had doubled this year.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?